A heavily researched story suggests that the scandal at the center of tomorrow's vote may not have been a scandal at all, or at least not the scandal we've been led to believe it is. Here's what we thought we knew about the ATF operation known as Fast and Furious. So-called straw buyers for Mexican drug cartels were allowed to buy guns in the Southwest. Then those guns, thousands of them, were allowed to walk or be smuggled into Mexico with an eye toward tracing their way through the cartels. Instead, as we, the House Oversight Committee, and other news organizations were led to believe, the ATF lost track of those weapons. Some made it back into the country. Two were found at the scene where border agent Brian Terry was gunned down. That was the story, as we and nearly everyone thought we knew. Now, tonight, though, after 6 months of reporting, Fortune magazine's Catherine Eban reveals a very different Fast and Furious. The bottom line, letting guns walk was not, I repeat, not part of the plan. She writes, five law enforcement agents directly involved in Fast and Furious tell Fortune that the ATF had no such tactics. She goes on to say, they insist they never purposefully allowed guns to be illegally trafficked. Just the opposite. They say they seized weapons whenever they could, but were hamstrung by prosecutors and weak laws, which stymied them at every turn. The House Oversight Committee is slamming the story. We're going to get to that in just a moment. However, committee chairman Daryl Issa declined to come on this program to elaborate. Committee member John Mica is going to join us in just a little bit. Fortune contributor Catherine Eban joins us now. It's nice to see you. The premise of your article is that there was no gun walking in Fast and Furious, which completely contradicts really the central argument that we've seen in the political sphere now for months.
That's right. After 6 months of investigation, what became clear to me is that the things that Congress was holding up as centerpieces of proof that guns had been walked were in fact misconstrued, incorrect, resulted from other motives, other reasons, that there were alternate explanations, and that really this was a case of cherry picking of, small phrases, sentences, without any of the context, really, that you need in order to understand what actually happened.